Good morning, a Friday morning, and Ken Lovett joins us. He is the Senior Vice President of Communications and Albany Director for Metropolitan Public Strategies. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Well, it's happened, as it does sometimes in politics. The license plate fee fiasco is no more. The governor has decided to give it up.
Acquiesced, white flag. Yeah, he took a lot of heat for this. Almost immediately, he started kind of walking away from it, saying, well, if the legislature does something, we can probably strike a deal. You know, this is one of those things where the public really feels it and really hates it. It's a small fee. It would have been $25. You would have been required to replace any license plate that's over 10 years old. But it's a nuisance fee. This is what his father got criticized for when he was governor, a lot of fees and that really hurt regular people. So this week, they made it clear they are walking away from it, that they'll look for a different kind of proposal, but they will get rid of the proposal that you have to buy a new license plate after 10 years.
One of the other major things this week that happened in New York was a flavored e-cigarette ban. It, for many, seems like a no-brainer, but there was some pushback.
There was pushback, and, you know, this is something the governor has used executive powers for more and more, but basically they called it an emergency ban. There's been a lot of mystery illnesses surrounding vaping. So the Cuomo administration banned most e-cigarette vaping flavors in reaction to these illnesses. So basically, anything that has a flavor that isn't nicotine would be illegal to sell. Tobacco and nicotine-flavored vaping products will be allowed. Those who support vaping say it'll do nothing to address the illnesses because a lot of those are from people who do their own vaping products, but they make it themselves. And those who want to get rid of it even say it doesn't go far enough. They'd like to see it also cover nicotine-flavored vaping products.
Yeah, mint and menthol particularly. Well, let's go from there to this commission that's looking into public campaign financing of elections in New York. What happened this week?
Well, it got interesting for Jay Jacobs, the state party chairman who is on the board. He's Governor Cuomo's handpicked state party Democratic chairman. He's also was picked by the governor to serve on this public financing commission to look whether and how New York can bring public financing to the state. But a lot of attention has been paid to what is known as fusion voting, which allows candidates in New York to get multiple lines from minor party lines to major party lines. New York's one of the few states that has that. Jay Jacobs is on the record as saying he opposes fusion voting. And now he went a little further in that in leading up to the meeting, he sent out emails to the local party chairs basically saying that if anyone is opposed to it within the party leadership structure, they should come out and testify. That made a lot of people irate, saying that the fix is in. Jacobs just said he wants to hear from all different people and that, you know, the Working Families Party, for instance, he says, did the same thing. But the Working Families Party isn't on the commission. He is. So he drew a lot of heat from critics of the governor's supposed plan to do away with fusion voting. The governor says he's neutral on the issue, but a lot of people think behind the scenes he wants to get rid of it.
Finally, a former aide to Republican lawmaker in New York, Daphne Jordan, says he was forced to dress like a leprechaun and he's filed a human rights lawsuit.
Yeah, probably the most interesting, unexpected story of the week. Chris Thompson, who used to work for former Senate Majority Leader Joe Bruno, filed a human rights complaint, as you said, against freshman Senator Daphne Jordan. He really pointed to two things. One, she wanted him to wear a leprechaun outfit during a parade, and he refused. He said that's unbefitting of a 61-year-old man. And she also wanted him, which could be bring a J-COPE investigation, I would think. She wanted, if it's true, she wanted him to come. She fired him because he wouldn't come to a meeting, a political meeting at a local diner. He says he didn't want to go to that diner because he was there once and they were trashing Joe Bruno to him, called him unethical, and he vowed never to step foot in that diner. And Jordan said, get over it, basically, in text. And so he says he was fired for inappropriate reasons and violated his human rights.
Ken Lovett on a Friday, wrapping up New York State government and political news. As always, we thank you.
Anytime. Be well.